There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And it's like, because we recorded last week on a Thursday, it feels like not that much time has gone by.
All of a sudden, I was like, I got to watch all the shows today.
I was like, oh my God, is it Wednesday?
I was like, I got Crappy Lake. I got Atlanta, New York, and then OC. Missing this week. MIA.
We've both looked it up. So if for some reason there is an OC, we didn't see it. Okay.
No, they're taking a week hiatus for some reason.
You know, and
they must do that to like push out the premiere of something. Is it like, what nights will Salt Lake City be on? What night will Southern Charm be on?
Southern Charm is on the 14th of September. Let me look at that. September 14th is a Thursday. So Southern Charm returns on its Thursdays. And then there on the 5th is Salt Lake City, and that's a Tuesday. And there's nothing really on Tuesday right now.
I think like a Below Deck.
Is there?
Or is it Project Runway?
Project Runway is Thursday.
There's like a million Below Decks. So
we can't keep up.
It could be the Adventure. It could be the Sailing. It could be the Med. It could be Captain
Down Under. Down Under
Is
the actual one airing right now.
there's so many, you know?
There's just so much. And it's hard too, because like, my like attention span is so short that like if I miss an episode of something that's not like legitimate Housewives or like Vanderpump, one of our like core shows that we talk about, like it goes from the ether because I there's just too much to try to do, you know?
I did try to start Project Runway, the new season of the All-Stars.
Yeah.
Didn't grab me, but maybe because I don't know all
Heidi and Tim Gunn, but it's missing Heidi and Tim Gunn.
You don't think Christian is a good host?
I like Christian, but there really is no host technically, right? He's still a kind of the mentor. He only gets like a Siriano save. So it's been, and they at one point changed like how the show was produced, and it just, yeah, once, you know, when Carly came on,
I feel like the challenges weren't even that creative too.
It feels,
I didn't like the toy one.
It feels low budget, to be honest. And again, I fell off on that too. So, but you know, Peacock reminds me, I go on Peacock and I'm like, oh man, I do have that. And like, oh man, I've missed Down Under this week. And it's like, you know, they always tell you you're watching these shows. And oftentimes I fall asleep watching to the shows. And I'm like, how the hell am I on season 3, episode 9 of the show I started yesterday? How long was I sleeping for?
I guess Peacock doesn't have that Netflix thing. Like, are you still watching?
No, like I was watching. I started Love Island last night, the new USA one, because, of course, like why watch any show that I've already been watching? Start a new one. And I started watching that and I was intrigued. I fell asleep 20 minutes into the first one. I'm not kidding. I woke up and it was on episode 5 and I was like, well, what do I do now?
Right, right.
So now the show's done for me.
Wait, I finally gave Yellow Jackets a shot, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm watching season one. I think I'm probably on like episode five. I for some reason I thought it was a lot different than it actually is, and I'm really enjoying it. So
I liked season one. I again missed season two. Feel no need to go back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel no need to go back. I heard it got a little more like sci-fi, like fantasy a little bit. So that kind of takes away from
that's me. Not for me.
Yeah. But I also don't know what that totally means. But I think you'll see like as the season goes on, there's like random little elements that happen that are like not real life.
Okay.
I put a quote on around that, even though none of you can see me. So I'm sorry for that. Okay, what's the dilemma, guys? Because I'm coming up this weekend. I'm visiting Mary. She's got a bridal shower.
She is being so nice. What a good friend. I literally said, don't come. Literally, Courtney was gone for 26 days and she's just going to fly up on Saturday for 24 hours and come to the shower, which that's like an A+ friend, if you ask me. That's like super dedication.
You know, you're
that's
getting
really nice.
I mean, God willing, you're only getting married once, so I better enjoy all the events while they're, you know, while you have the option to. Also, right. I'm trying to like get married to like take us to Original Joe's after. Like, I have ulterior motives for this night as well.
If I don't go, you guys should definitely go. I'm just worried that I'm going to get sidetracked by my parents. I don't want to leave the group behind.
I don't want to plan on you because you just don't know timing. Because if it all works out, everything works out.
Right. Like my family, you know, everyone will leave and then we'll talk after the party. Well, you know, the aunts and the sisters and we'll debrief.
You got to do a recap.
You got to recap a party.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that what every holiday is like when you get into the car on the way home? Okay. What do you think about this?
Could you believe blah, blah, blah said this?
Yeah. She wasn't looking good. She was looking good.
Who gave the champagne to Aunt Kathy?
So, yeah, you got to debrief.
Now, Lindsay Hubbard and Carl, like Lindsay had her bridal shower last Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. And literally she posted a picture of like Carl, quote unquote, surprising her. I'm like, every groom comes at the end of a bridal shower. They always do. They collect.
So that's kind of funny because I can't think of a bridal shower where the grooms actually come.
What? They literally.
I
hosted Les's at my family's house and Brian came at the end. Like they always come.
Oh,
at
that
the
was
end.
A baby shower, right?
That could have been a baby shower.
It was a baby shower.
Bridal. Oh, yeah. She got married.
No, but they were out of town. But Michael's going to come.
Well, yeah, I think it's just like relatively customary. But the funny part about that picture, though, is she's also holding a vibrator.
Oh, I did.
Like somebody gave her a gift.
That.
So like, it's just like kind of funny to me. She's like, Carl surprised me. I'm like, yeah, fucking right. Carl wasn't there.
He looked great in the white suit, too. I thought that was very super Carl. Cute. Yes. Like, they're Carl good dressers. He's a good dresser.
He can't resist
a white moment.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll probably. Do you think he'll wear a white tux in Mexico?
I feel white tux or he's going tan. Khaki if you're Jenna Lyons.
Right. Oh, like a linen?
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know. He's so fancy all the time. I don't know.
Depends what the heat is.
I know, because the Tux 5 in Mexico is a hard vibe to pull off, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us, though. You were telling me about a dilemma earlier about marriage stuff. I feel like you need some of, because you have like literally less than 24 hours, basically, that I think some of our married followers could give you some advice.
Okay, so apparently you get a marriage license to get married and on the marriage license, you have to decide, you know, if you're going to change your name or not. And I'm just having a tough time because I am Mary Mahoney. I just really identify as Mary Mahoney. That's my given name. And I just think I have a great name, Mary Catherine Mahoney. It's fantastic. And I could like my new name. I don't think there's anything wrong with my new name, but I just am Mary Mahoney. That's who I am.
Yeah.
So, but then
could you be Kyle Richards? Could you be Kyle Richards Umansky in name, but Kyle Richards in stage name?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I'm definitely going to be like, I'm pretty sure at work, I'm definitely going to still go by Miss Mahoney and everything like that. I don't know. I'm just really, I basically tomorrow you
You're
have
having
to fill
an identity
out.
Crisis.
I really am because I do. I think I, you know, if I have kids, like I would like the same last name as them, because as a teacher, I always get really confused if the mom has a different last name and they need to write who they are, because I don't know who they are because the last names don't correlate. And so that gets confusing. But tomorrow I basically have to decide. So I was thinking.
Yeah. Tell us your thought.
So I was thinking that I could say I'm going to change my name, but not actually do it. Do you know what I mean? But then you have the option. But I don't know what like the timeline. Like, do you think I'm the type of person going down the Social Security office and the passport and the driver's license? Like, that's going to take me 10 years.
No, if there's an expiration date, like day of you doing it, you're going that day at 4:59 p.m. Exactly. You close at 5. Hi, I'm here at 4:59 to change my name. And I have to do it today.
Like, my taxes were due on Tuesday. And I'm like texting Courtney all these questions like she's an accountant. Then I'm like, and I need a couple things for you too. And
I know.
And I'm like, but I think if we get it in by the end of the week, I'll be fine.
You're like, honestly, as long as October 15th isn't tomorrow, we'll be okay. It's fine. Don't even worry about it. It's totally fine. You know,
but I don't know if you can actually do that. But who's checking if you change the name?
The government.
I know. That's what I'm confused about. I just don't have enough information. And maybe I am Mary Mahoney. That's just my name.
I honestly think Michael should become Michael Mahoney. It's 2023. Fuck gender norms.
No, he's like, so his last name is like, is very him. And people call him by his last name and Dobro.
Mary and Michael and have these like longer names. And they've also created a website that includes all the long names. It's literally like 75characters.com.
Is it? I mean, that's why we give you a QR code.
QR code is perfect, but I was like, who created this link for the website?
I hate technology.
It's okay. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Thank you.
I think you at least put his name on it if there's an inkling that you will change it, and then figure it out.
Yeah, I don't want it like off the table. And apparently it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
But I'm just not ready yet.
Should we just start calling you your potential new name?
No, I mean, we can be called like the Dabrowskis. That's fine. It's okay. Cute. I like it.
Okay.
Like I might make a sign that says that.
MCD. But,
yeah, but I'm Mary Mahoney.
Okay. Well, if any married or has been married wants to like weigh in, please DM us about this.
Please.
Because it's very
ASAP. The appointment's at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay. You have basically 12 hours to tell Mary about these thoughts. I feel like people have good advice, and I'm sure, you know, you got to do what feels right.
I agree with that.
And I think you have a little time. So my thought is that you just do his last name.
Yeah, no. And that it will be a good surprise. He thinks, because I told him I wasn't. It would be like, I really.
She's winking.
Pull on his heartstrings tomorrow.
That's like the gift
I decided
to
change it. But like not really. Also, that's bullshit getting them a wedding gift. Like, I think that's so stupid. I'm sorry. And I said it. I want a push present, but.
You're like, aren't I the gift?
The wedding gift? Like,
aren't I the
gift? Why are we getting each other a gift? I mean, maybe I get it. Like the watch thing. You write a nice note. I'm just not that. I don't know.
Get him like a shark watch. Casio.
I don't know. There's so much to do. That's like last on my plate.
How else besides this? Like how is everything else going? Like you feel good about it? Like I feel like we have to have a week.
I was feeling really good. And now. I was.
Oh no.
Then a lot of things have been coming at me just today.
Oh my God. And, what else?
You know, like
you were chasing people down for RSVPs. How did that go?
They're still okay. I got 30 plus people not RSVP'd. And then I asked my venue some questions because I haven't talked to them. And then they're like, yeah, you owe 80% now. It's 6 weeks out. I'm like, oh, okay.
I have to pretend I didn't email you.
They're like, here's the contract. I'm like, this is not the contract. Like, this is not what I want. But OK, I'll get back to you. Like the wrong time on it. The wrong food. Like,
Are you like, I don't know. This is for me. It's totally fine. That's fine. That's fine. Everything's on fire. It's fine.
Just like things like that.
Okay. Okay. Great. So that's exciting. And we're T minus what now?
I have time.
50 days?
No. Oh, God. No. Like less? 38 or something.
Woo. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's going to be. I just want to have fun. I'm just worried I'm not going to have fun.
Mary keeps texting. Stressful. What if I don't have fun? I'm like, it's all Mary, I want to do. This is like a night. Like, Michael's lucky to be there. And you're laughing because you know.
No, I just want to be fun. I just want to have fun. I just want to make sure it's super fun and not stressed out.
I sent Mary this TikTok earlier and it was this girl, like it was like from a wedding and it basically said like, welcome to Bianca's wedding, like featuring Daniel, which is like a funny sign. Cause I'm like, that would so be Mary. Like, welcome to Mary's wedding, like featuring Michael.
I've really gotten every single thing I've wanted. So
I feel like Michael's parents wouldn't appreciate like a sign like that, but I think it's like so
no, they're funny.
Okay.
They're a good time. I can't wait for you to meet them.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, no.
Two bitchy girls. What did your priest call it?
The priest calls it two bitchy girls.
Yeah, two bitchy girls. I'm like, hi, I'm one half of two bitchy girls.
My priest has a podcast.
What is it called?
It's called A Priest, a Rabbi, and a Pastor Walk Into a Bar.
I love it.
Or something like that.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk one.
Wait,
one
also, point. I think it's really funny, just for talking about guys. And yeah. Courtney finally admitted she had a boyfriend after 9 months. And okay. We never revealed his name. And I just think it's funny that we didn't.
I didn't even realize we didn't.
I kind of realized that. And I think now we got to make this a thing that we never reveal his name.
Okay. Do we have like a nickname for him?
Well, it will come up organically.
Okay.
Your friend. You just call him your friend.
He's been my friend for a while.
He's been your friend for 9 months.
Every time like I'd be on the pod, I'm like, oh yeah, my friend. Mary's eyes would be like, say it. Like, leave me alone, you bully.
Yeah.
I will say he was my plus one for the Vanderpump Rules finale party at Sur.
And he helped us with March Madness. He came with us to Hawaii. Like, yeah.
He's been involved, but like,
I feel like I've been lying to you guys.
I'm so sorry. But like, but what was funny is he's like, he doesn't really watch, like, he doesn't watch reality TV, like doesn't understand. So I just told him, I was like, you know, Mary was potentially coming down for this, but that was like the week of your bachelorette. So it was like, just timing was bad. And like school was ending. Right. So I told him like last minute, like, hey, you are coming as my plus one. And he had like no idea what he like walked in. Was like, what is this? Like and then I could hear him telling his friends, like, no, you don't understand. Is that this restaurant? Like, just like give me the details. And I was like, welcome to the world of Bravo. We are a fandom
of the Scandoval.
He was a part of the Scandoval. I mean, he was there at the Scandoval, not understanding like who are these people? Why? Which leads us to talk about what happened today. Okay. So Rachel finally breaks her silence on Bethany's podcast.
I also appreciate, I think we need to actually call her Rachel because that is what she's chosen and decided to be called by. So let's be respectful of all parties.
I will apologize because I know in stories I said Raquel because I'm just so used to saying Raquel, but
sure.
Yes. But okay, sure. Rachel. But let's I want your initial thought. Like when you saw that Bethany was hosting a podcast and Raquel was the guest, what'd you think?
So there were some rumblings that they were teaming up to go against this reality.
Help unionize and talk about the exploitation of reality stars.
So I had heard that and someone had some suspicions. I also like wonder,
too.
Did she like fly out to the Hamptons to do it with Bethany? Where was this, over Zoom? I haven't seen like any actual footage.
They're
I
assume in the
it was
same
in
room.
Person. Yeah, yeah. You can tell.
There's that photo of them together.
Oh, duh.
It's like you posted it.
Duh. Wrong answers only. Shep commented Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, I think. Yeah. That was kind of good.
Yeah.
But Bethany Frankel needs to stop. She needs to be silenced. I mean, I am honestly also addicted to her. I watched her microwave a baked potato as girl dinner and put cottage cheese in it with like everything bagel seasoning. And it's not like a fast 15 second video. She goes on, like she shows you her microwave fluffing it. It's like, this is microwave instead potato of for
instead
dinner.
Of dashes for stories, it's periods. Like so many of them.
I mean, it's seriously insane. I'm addicted to her though. And I also think it's really funny that it came out earlier this week too, that Bethany went to Bravo kind of pitching a new show, kind of moms, the moms of Connecticut. And it sounds like Brynn might've been a part of it, following that side of her. It's like, she's so hungry and thirsty and wants to be back on TV. And I feel like this is all blowing up on her face, the Raquel thing. And like you said, Courtney, if you don't know the story, do your research. I was so pissed off during the interview when she's like, now, wait. His telephone fell out. Do you really believe it? I'm like, Bethany, that was 6 months.
Small details. Small details.
That's not.
That's how the story broke.
Exactly. And also, we already know that. Like, catch up.
And not only that, when she was like, why did you pick me? Like, why would you come to me? Like, fishing for compliments about all these things. And then she's like, you know, I didn't really know. I didn't watch Vanderpump Rules. Like, I took an interest because of you, aka because I want to use you and exploit you to be this plus one of me taking on Bravo and coaching.
I honestly feel so sad for Raquel. I feel like everything is
Rachel,
so rehearsed.
We're calling her Rachel.
I'm sorry.
We're practicing this.
Sincerely sorry for Rachel. I feel like she, you know, she did 90 days in there, had no communication, and she just has like zero self-esteem. And I feel like she probably got some good tools in there, but like now I feel like her parents are just like manipulating her for her next right move and how she's going to make money from this again. And she really is like a pageant puppet. And I feel like, you know, if there was a cult leader
100%
that came to her,
Tom Sandoval was a cult leader.
He really was. And it's such low hanging fruit with her. I actually think she did a good job during the interview. She didn't have any like likes or
it was very rehearsed.
She was straightforward.
Her and Bethany. I think Bethany has said, Rachel, I think you have a case against Bravo, because if you listen to the podcast, now we've only had part one. I honestly don't know if I'll be able to do part two and part three.
I will. I can't.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
I'll take one for the team.
Thank you. If I'm walking or something, maybe I'll consider, but it's not going to be appointment as much as today was. But part of the thing is, like, when I was listening to it, it was Bethany's clearly coached her, because a lot of it was like, the monster here is Tom Sandoval. Yet somehow we're still blaming Ariana. We're blaming the network. We're talking about your mental health and how Bravo should have done something. And I'm not saying that Bravo shouldn't have done something mental health wise, especially when this all went down. And we don't really know the inner workings of it. But the message was, this is Bravo's fault and not the consequences of my own actions by having an affair with one of my castmates who was living with his longtime girlfriend, who I didn't quote unquote see any longevity with, even though they've been together for 9 years and have owned a house. But I'm like,
I did like appreciate her things of like, well, I mean, he told me they were broken up and they were living like roommates and they were a brand. And I'm like, I feel like this is all actually the truth.
He 100% told her that. And she believes it all, though. She's easily influenced.
And she's like, we were not best friends. I never hung out with her off the camera. I would love to know if like Sheena and Ariana watched this. Oh, the Sheena part was kind of interesting too. She's like, I paid to live at Sheena's. I also like helped her with her cats. Like, don't pretend like I was homeless and you were my mom's sister. I didn't like, appreciate her coming back to come at some of this.
But
stuff.
I think she's contradicting a lot of what she'd said before. And to me, it just was very rehearsed in the answers. And I don't feel like she actually took any accountability, minus being like, yeah, I think it was wrong, but also like, this happened. And now here's the one thing I will give credit for I'm on Team Rachel for.
Okay.
And that is the revenge porn of the video that went around. But the fact that we're blaming Ariana, when I'm like, Tom Sandoval did that without your knowledge. And if that's the truth and he did it without your knowledge, that is the number one person that we should be going after here, as opposed to the network, Ariana, et cetera. Why did he do that? The fact that there's even a video there that you didn't know about is so wrong on so many levels. And yet you can't see.
I also don't think it's been leaked.
Thank God it hasn't, though. I don't want to.
But I'm seriously shocked.
And I don't know. And I'm also like, but whoever did forward it around was like, that is gross. Like,
totally
gross. But
invasion
I'm like,
of privacy.
But there literally so wouldn't be that if Tom Sandoval didn't do what he did. And there's no blame on Sandoval throughout this whole thing. It really is network and Bravo and NBC. Like, it's focused on the producers and on Bravo. And it's like, that's why I'm like, okay, Bethany is coaching her. And here's the problem with Bethany. And we mentioned this last week. Unionize, if that's what you want to do, that's great. You know, I think part of like the streaming thing and like when people are watching the episodes over, like, yeah, you should be receiving something for that. I don't disagree with that. But Bethany is just so the wrong person to deliver this message. And it's so hard to think that there's not ulterior motives from her, because it's like
everything she does is calculated.
Everything, and everything is so that Bethany did it. Like, I'm Bethany. I'm the one who took us from A to Z, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, it has to be, as opposed to her being like a silent backer of like, hey guys, I think we should do this.
Right. I will say she does, you know, she does have Be Strong. And if you want to contribute for the Maui fires, there's a lot of great places. My friend, her condo was ruined there. And Maui Prep. You guys can, there's a lot of things to do with Maui Prep school and helping kids. They're like they're going to start school again on Monday, and they're going to help kids that aren't enrolled in schools and their schools got burned down, and let them enroll there. It's a private school. Oh, so it's
great.
It's like a nice place you guys could check out. Yeah.
My cousin lives on Oahu, and he's a vet, and he's been going out to Maui and like rescuing animals and stuff. And it's just so heartbreaking what's happened there. Like, sending all my love over that way. It's
so wild.
Horrible. Now I guess
back to Raquel.
Segueing back,
I mean,
to
Rachel. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but it's just
had to pitch some community service.
Well, no, I think that was a very good thing for you to say, for you to bring up, really. Anyway, but people can be helpful. I want to just like go over a couple of points so that I thought were kind of interesting. One, what the hell, like, what is Bethany getting out of this? Because also, right, one of the points was that Raquel says, or Bethany says, I hear you make less than what my interns make. And there is no way Bethany Frankel is paying $350,000 to an intern.
Do you think she really made $350,000, Raquel, this past season? And is it because of the Scandoval? Like, was that through bonuses or something? I don't think her salary was $350. I just don't.
Why not? There were like 22 episodes and you get paid maybe $15,000 an episode.
I don't think they would pay her that much. I really don't. I would love to know if this is actually true. I'm going to deny it.
I think a lot of them make, I think a lot of them make like $600,000-$700,000 for a season.
I think certain people do. I just don't think she would.
Or maybe she would maybe she signed on for like a couple of years and it was $350 total or something.
I would love any insight.
Either way, and when she says like, I haven't made a cent off of this, I wanted to be like, so you think that by having an affair, you should be making money. Now, you went to rehab, you went to go get help for yourself, and I think that's great that you did that. However, a lot of these deals are coming from like Tom Sandoval and The Most Extra. He's going on tour. That didn't work out too well for him. Ariana's getting her bag because she's the like kind of the victim in this, right? And she's taking advantage of all these things that are being thrown her way. I'm sure Raquel could have gotten an Ashley Madison sponsorship if she wanted to. That's just a joke. I'm not. But I'm saying, like, what kind of money did she want to make off of it? Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, did she want sponsorship deals? Like, where was she?
Perhaps like a bonus from getting so many viewers.
Again, the season had already filmed
work. I know, but
this season was already done. They were on Watch What Happens Live to promote the currently airing season. And there was one extra episode that she did, plus the reunion, which is already in her contract, you know? So I'm just like, where's the money coming from?
A bonus? I think she deserved a bonus for ruining her life. I'm serious.
Maybe. No, I know. It's so sad.
I mean, like, though. Bravo, pick up the rehab bill, you know?
If I were her, now granted, I know she's like not. She also mentions basically she's not coming back to the show. If I were her, I would have come back.
And she said that. She's like, I was very tempting. They kept on being like, they'll write the story for you, the narrative, blah, blah, blah.
And she could have gotten a raise there. I think she could. I bet you Sandoval.
But what was she going to do being on the How could she have filmed this season? Honestly.
I agree. Because she also was saying too, you know, like, I have no more LA friends. Everybody I know is either like, you know, sold my story to the press, or they had to unfollow me because it was like too much, blah, blah. And she's like, and I never felt like these girls were really my friend. And I wanted to kind of be like, but that's because you were not. And not to be rude, but like, Lala managed to ingratiate herself into, like, integrate herself. I don't know why I said the other word, but like, integrate herself into this group. But the core of this group really is the same people who have kind of been there, plus their like significant others, right? And so when you break up with James, who James has always been on the outside of the group, he's always been the, you know, underdog. He slept with Kristen to get on the show, just like you slept with James to get on the show.
She kind of said that. She's like, everyone cheated on everybody on this show. I just am really the villain, though.
Yeah, and we weren't best friends. It's like, again, Tom Sandoval is the villain here, and it's the fact that he's going to have a season where he's going to get to tell his side. And the shitty thing about this podcast coming out now is people are starting to move on from it. They're still like mad at it. And I think Rachel thought she'd get her side of the story out. Bethany was there. I don't know who the right person was, because it's like maybe a Watch What Happens Live special.
No, it needed to be disconnected from someone at Bravo.
And no, I was Bravo connection.
Yes. Okay. But I don't think Bethany should have been it, because she literally has no knowledge. Why are we talking about the phone? Like, what?
You couldn't Bethany, move past this.
I was so annoyed. It was like Rachel was saying the story over again for the first time. I'm like, that happened in March, bitch. March 1st, yeah. When I was in Hawaii.
We would never know about this whole scandal if the phone didn't fall out of the pocket.
But it's like, she was trying to like she didn't know the real story. So she's like, oh my God,
people who haven't heard of Scandoval, why don't we recap it? It's like, we've all freaking heard it. First who listened to this episode knows, Bethany. We would never listen to your podcast otherwise.
I know. So then I was like, okay, would like her being on like Teddy and Tamara have been good? No. Like, I would have loved Danny Pellegrino to do it.
The problem is, I think that so many people are so team Ariana in this whole thing that it's like, you're not going to get a non-biased.
What about someone from like Dear Media?
Like, I don't know who belongs where.
Or what about the like Call Me Her Daddy girl?
Well, Ariana went on that one though.
Right. What about Bobby?
No. Oh God, no. That would be horrible. I just don't know who would be like a bias. Maybe we need Anderson Cooper. One degree. Could you imagine like CNN breaking news? Rachel Levis breaks her silence. Honestly.
I mean, not Howie Mandel.
No. I don't know who would do it, but
it should have been us.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Like, there's psychology minor, Courtney.
And like Raquel.
That was also the annoying part too. Because Bethany was trying to therapize her. Oh, I'm God, like, oh, so Dr. Amador, stop.
When she was like, they like the preview for like part two, which is like her like listing the things that like Ariana had said about her at the reunion. She's like, as a mother, I would have killed someone. I was like, remember when you're calling Luann a huge slut and you like open your legs? Like, that's where mention it all literally comes from, because you were berating her about her slutty activity. Like, Bethany, glass houses, my friend. We're not friends, but you know.
But then I also get scared to talk shit about Bethany, because I think she'll sue you.
She could. So everything we say is a legend. But yeah. Also, like, that's why I say it's like, one time, like, imagine, like, you know, when like you see like big like stars or whatever, and they like kind of like point somebody out, like single someone out who's like a troll to them or something, and then that person gets like all this hate. What if she like did that with us? Then I'd be like, emergency podcast, I hope everybody's listening and giving us money through our ad breaks. Because that's how Bethany's making her money, when she didn't pay Rachel at all.
Completely. And then, you know? I feel like Rachel's mom was in the same room, was like, you're doing great, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like she had the SNL like cue cards behind Bethany's head to be like, here's your bullet point for when the key word is narrative. When she says narrative, here's your answers. Just like written there for her. Like,
I know.
It's just.
I honestly, I really feel empathy for Rachel. I'm not kidding. I shouldn't. She did a bad thing, but.
She did a bad thing.
Scared for her.
She just is so easily influenced by whoever is telling her what should be her. It's like when it was like, you know, I'm going back
to be a Mormon in no time.
Why Bethany? She's like, my mom said you were so great on TikTok and you were just like really there. And it's like, you don't want to be on the side of Bethany on TikTok.
No.
Maybe for her like drugstore makeup tips, but that's it. Everything
she does. This is the best thing I've ever made. And it's like cucumber salad. Like, she's always like,
Are you a chef or a cook, Bethany?
You know what?
What?
She can't even chop nicely. She's not a true chef. I said fighting it. Words. I'm scared now. I'm like literally scared.
But here's the thing too. She also is saying this. I don't get what the big deal is. They weren't married. There were no kids. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not married to Paul and Bryn's not Paul's daughter. So what would happen if let's say Bethany had a friend, one, maybe
Do
Terry.
Do people still like her? Do you know what I mean? Do we just, are we hate watching her or are we just like intrigued? It's like Britney Spears. We're just watching to see what happens next. Or do people like her?
I think she has fans. I think she's very polarizing. And I think with Bethany, you either love her or you hate her. There's no in between. And was that like a Danielle Staub Real Housewives? Like, you either love me or you hate me. There's no in between. Pay attention, police.
Let's bring that back. Pay attention, police.
Yeah. Up without a badge. Engage 19 times. By the way, Jersey is filming again, and it's like, I feel like it's already
everyone's back. Everyone's back.
Everyone's back. Should we take a quick anything else that you want to mention about this? I know we're probably like forgetting a couple of things, but just overall, if you're thinking about listening to it, I honestly don't think
we just summed it up.
we summed it up somewhat, but like all the accounts are talking about it. Like Best of Bravo has like a recap there. I think that's called, gosh, don't. I think it's called Vanderpod Recaps. It's an Instagram account at Vanderpod Recaps. And they like recap all these podcasts that like the Vanderpump people like appear on, which is great. And so you can read it. You can read summary. It on that. Yeah. So you can read it over there too. I want to say this. We both took one for the team. I think if we're going to listen, maybe we need to do like play it for me on a phone call. We don't need to give her the listens because she doesn't need the ad revenue. So
I was thinking, let's see, like, is there already charted?
Oh, God, it has to be number one in TV film easily.
Oh, easily for that. I mean, it might be best of the day today.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Are you checking?
I'm checking top shows. Yep. She's literally top show today. Number one of all podcasts today. Of all podcasts. Top show.
Wow.
Number one.
Look at what we've created a monster. We've created.
You guys, and like, tell people to listen to us too.
Wait, top episodes of what? Because top episodes right now I have are the daily.
It says top shows.
And where? I can't see that.
All categories, top shows. Bethany.
What?
Yep.
No, I have.
It says top shows, not top episodes.
Oh, top shows. But still, okay. Sorry. I mean, that's still huge. We've look at what we've done. Look at what we've done.
I know, we did it. Okay. It was a pretty easy listen. Like I walked down to the grocery store, got my groceries, listened, came home.
I listened at 1.5x speed as well.
That was smart.
And then at one point I was like, oh my God, I X'd out of this somehow. I was like, no, I just finished it because it was that fast. I could do it in like a half hour. And Bethany on 1.5 speed. An award salad. Anyways, let's take a quick break and then we'll come right back.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Way.
Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
They also have really great loungewear. Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, I want to break down this Salt Lake City trailer. So our Queen Bee, Lisa Barlow, was on Pillows and Beer this week. That is something I want to listen to tomorrow, and I will get my ad money to. So
we need to get Queen Lisa Barlow on the pod this season.
John, I know you're listening, baby.
John, come on, let's gorgeous. Set it up.
Let's come get on. It going.
Get our queen. We love her.
I feel like a few people want to go on the pod. Shane and Emily, they want to come on.
I would love that. That little twerp.
I think we can get Lisa. We should do this.
Anybody that people would like us to. I also like sometimes I'm always of the ilk too. It's like, don't meet your heroes.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but it's tough to say anything critical after the fact.
I just want to have a combo.
Yeah,
I want Shep on.
I do want to chat.
I think we definitely should get Shep on.
So let's talk about the SLC trailer.
Okay, I'm calling BS between Whitney and her marriage.
What a lie. This is the storyline we're going with, the fake divorce, because you guys had to have sex on a canvas with paint last season. So Justin got fired and now you're mad about it. Again, the consequences of my own actions.
Do you still want to do this?
I don't know. Do you?
What do I say next?
I really, really, really am feeling sad about this little girl.
She says little girl in the trailer. I always do that around my house. I just go, little girl.
She's also dressed like, you know, that movie, like Attack on Mars or whatever it is. She's like dressed like one of those aliens. Like, it's never not funny. I think we mentioned this last week, too, from like the OC party. It's never not funny to have fights in costumes.
No, it's classic.
Like it's just like the clown music starts and I am giggling.
Yeah.
Like now, giggling goo.
And people are like really pissed about Mary being back. Like, are we just going to forget that she's a racist? You know, and
Bravo seemed to have.
Like, Mary's back. She's talking about farts.
God that Mary's there. She's preaching it.
Comedic timing.
I don't know that she's a comedic timing, but she does keep the women on their toes. Like, do you think I look inbred? Yes, I do.
Like, she's honest. So someone like, okay, her and Brynn, they are truly their authentic selves.
I'm like, do not put Brynn in the category of Mary Cosby.
No, they're authentic selves.
Mary Cosby is a Delulu.
But she doesn't care. She's her true authentic self, which I actually think makes her a great person to watch on a reality television. Stories.
Brynn and like Jessel, like I'm gonna put them over there. I think Mary is just she's an alien.
She was showing us her raw authentic self, and I just wonder what her house is looking like nowadays. I cannot wait to get into the closet. There?
Is she living in her closet? Are the glittered mannequin heads there? Do I even need to know? But then when she tried to come at our queen and she said, do you have a mute button? And Lisa, nope, I'm always on play.
Lisa should have a single. She should get a
away in a
not a Christmas, not the Christmas.
Not a Christmas album.
I think like an on display, a don't tardy for the party, a hey baby gorgeous.
Oh,
baby, hey baby gorgeous,
hey. Baby gorgeous. And then you sing it out, yeah.
Or like,
a Diplo trip again. Oh, you want her to redo Taylor Swift? No, we want her to have her own song.
Something. There's something there.
Yeah.
There's a hit making.
I love it.
Put it into ChatGPT and come up with a Hey Baby Gorgeous song. Like, add in Wendy's.
Can I do it right now?
Yeah. Do okay. ChatGPT. Yep. Like, let's think of some Lisa Barlow lines.
Create a song.
Also, oh my God, teachers, like ChatGPT will save your life. There's so many things you can do. It really is. Let's use our brains and everything let's think of some.
Hold on. I got something here.
I'm shaking. I'm physically shaking.
Nope. So here's what here's what I wrote. Let me see what happens.
Oh, it's so good. It's like amazing.
Okay. Create a song with the chorus mentioning Baby Gorgeous. The song can talk about Diet Coke, fast food, and loving myself. Verse one. Sipping on that Diet Coke in the fast food lane, living life on my own terms, breaking every chain. I'm loving myself, no need for approval. Chase a dream so high, ain't no need for removal.
Wait, oh my God.
Pre-chorus. I'm unique, I am strong, yeah, I'm one of a kind. Baby gorgeous, shine bright, no need to rewind. Got that confidence flowing through my veins, loving every inch, every joy, every pain. Chorus. Baby gorgeous, living life so free, dancing to the rhythm of my own melody. Diet Coke fizzing, fast food delight, loving myself from morning to night.
Oh my God.
There's a first. Rolling through the drive-thru, flavors on my plate, embracing every bite, love and life, no debate. I'm savoring the moments one by one, laughing in the sun till the day is done. I'm unique, I am strong, yeah, I'm one of a kind. Baby gorgeous, shine bright, no need to rewind. Got that confidence flowing through my veins, loving every inch, every joy, every pain.
Wait, I mean, there's something going. Here. There's something
it
here.
Keeps going.
We can post this. I think this is, we can stop. I think we can stop.
There's one bridge left.
Okay, go ahead.
In a world that tries to change, I stand tall, baby gorgeous. I embrace it all. Through ups and downs, I find my way. Loving myself, come what may.
Come what may. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then the outro. So raise a glass to life. So raise a glass to life's sweet tastes with every step.
But it'd be like, so raise a glass to Vita tequila.
Oh, with every step in myself, I'm embraced. Baby gorgeous in this world, I'm alive. Loving myself, it's how I'll thrive.
I think there's something there.
There's
Lisa.
Something there. There's something there. I'll do some screenshots so we can post it. We can post the lyrics. Yeah. There's something there. Anyone who can actually sing, feel free.
Well, Lisa can. So that's her song.
There, you're right. There we go.
I do think it's super interesting, Jack going on the mission trip. I just found it pretty fascinating.
I'm very okay. So
I didn't realize they were so relentless. Well, because remember, she's always like, we're Mormon 2.0. Like, obviously, we sell alcohol, we drink alcohol.
I think it's interesting, and I think it's funny how much it rattles Heather. First off, the new girl is like taking Heather's storyline,
right? Reformed, but also, is she poor?
What's with the crying over a Louis Vuitton?
She wanted to fit in with the girls, you know.
Like, babe, they all have fakes. Everyone has fakes. Just go to Canal Street and get a Louis Vuitton.
I know.
Okay. Do I have fluies? Yeah.
You do?
I have one because when I was like 15, we were in
New York. Everyone had one. Yeah. But so you don't still have it.
No. I have one. But my mom in her guest room.
No, I know. She has the coach purse.
She has an armoire. And then she has on top, she has like a picnic basket, cute little purse. And then the other side is this Louis Vuitton from Canal Street. And I'm like, what guest in your house, mom, comes in and is like, oh, look, Donna displayed her Louis Vuitton. Like, so nobody, silly. Nobody thinks that's so real. Silly. They all know it's fake.
Yeah.
I got to get her back on the pod here.
Yeah.
We need her to come back because she needs to justify that story because I tell her and she still doesn't take it down.
Just a part of the decor.
It's a part of the decor, the fluey and the picnic basket. But I don't know. But she seems to kind of be like the new one, Monica. Seems to kind of trying to be like ruffling feathers in a sense of like, oh yeah, I'd fuck all of your husbands.
Yeah, I think she's going to be interesting TV. I'm curious about Angie K washing money. Why is her husband crying?
Why is her daughter Electra going to be upset?
there's something what's going happening on there.
Why are the girl? Why are Heather Whitney to me seem the most contrived? Meredith seems very disengaged again.
Like there is nothing really in her in the trailer.
A lot of her, and then Heather and Whitney to me are a little contrived of pushing these storylines. Like I feel like they're still fighting. Like didn't we like kind of make up at Girls Trip? Now we're like back on it.
I never finished Girls Trip, the Thailand. I stopped watching once that bottle was missing. I was like, I'm out, kids.
Yeah, there's no tequila. There's no Mary.
Yeah, it just wasn't fun.
I'm looking forward to Salt Lake. Like honestly, when a new Salt Lake starts, I get excited for it. You know,
Salt Lake is honestly one of my favorite franchises.
It's also gonna be nice because there's no Jen Shaw this season. So like the storyline it hopefully won't feel as dark as it has before. Even though that was like riveting TV to like see the arrest and like go with it and the delusion of it all. Like now I feel like it's gonna be more of a regular franchise in a sense, if that makes sense, of like now we're just dealing with like dumb things like is someone gonna get divorced, who's gonna pretend that they're having another kid,
right?
You know, like those kind of storylines, not like oh you took like $1 billion from old people. Like no, we don't want that.
Also, like going back to the kid thing, the Kenya thing and her not having to ask Mark to use the embryo is so interesting, unless she already had that in the contract.
Shall we talk about it? Let's talk about Atlanta. So it sounded like when they had their divorce or whatever, that in the paperwork you had to put, or for the embryos, you had to put one person down as like a sole caregiver.
So wild.
Here's the thing. I understand that there's embryos, but you don't want to, not with Mark. Come on. At this point, if you want another plea, like don't do this to yourself.
But
it makes me sad because Mark is awful.
I feel like, I'm very curious if she secretly has a surrogate right now. You know, she could. We don't know.
Yeah.
And
Candy and Shamia's surrogate.
That was like very funny to me. I didn't realize they had the same one.
Yeah, I love that though.
And
to me, it just feels even if Mark gives permission,
do you think Mark would even be in the life?
I don't think she's expecting that. But I think it could potentially cause problems down the line if he decides, oh, I want to get money from Kenya, so now I'm gonna say, oh, I want my kid, and like somehow use the kid for like collateral in a sense, which is just like so not okay. And I just, Kenya, you don't need to have the same baby daddy is how I look at it. Now I know because they're already embryos, so it might be different. Maybe she doesn't have any viable eggs that she stored. I could see that, but it's just as like I just want her to be careful.
Right.
And Brooklyn is so cute.
She's so cute.
With the cloth napkin.
You know what? Everybody should be sending their kids to school with cloth napkins, by the way.
Do you like that?
It's
because it's environmentally friendly.
Everyone's very good now, especially in California. You bring your water bottle every day, you have your lunchbox. Most lunches now have like no trash, which is crazy. Everyone puts their berries in Tupperware. You don't even use plastic. Occasionally,
isn't that plastic Tupperware?
But you're reusing it.
You
can have the glass one too. Mm-hmm. They have Ziploc bags that are reusable now that people use.
I like the Amazon glass. They're like sets and I like those ones.
Do you have an LTK?
I like to know it. Oh my God. Follow me. I like to know it. No, I just give, I just miss out. I leave money on the table all the time.
Wait, I didn't know that LTK, that's what that stood for.
Would you think it would like to know?
I didn't know.
IDK. IDK. LTK.
Oh, you learn something new every day. Wow. Yeah. I just accept things so quickly. I'm just like, the LTK is where you go when you want to buy something.
It is LTK. So it's not like a big deal. I don't think anybody's quizzing you like, oh, are you an LTK fan? Yeah. Tell me what it means.
Right.
Like, no, just buy my shit, bitch.
Literally.
Don't call me a bitch.
Yes. Who was saying that this week?
Courtney. Courtney
just Drew didn't make the that. Cut. Yeah.
Courtney is just so annoying.
She just didn't make the cut. But
I'm like, the confusion was, I think she was saying kind of like, and then this bitch. but not like insulted and just kind of like this girl, you know,
slang.
Whatever. But
it was slang.
But also she was talking about Sonya. So I don't understand how then Drew got dragged into it. And then I'm like, guys,
you feel bad for Drew.
I love Drew so much because she's so deep, but like, I want to give her a hug so bad. I feel so that scene, like Ralph, you piece of shit.
I feel like he already decided he's out, but he's like making her make the move to actually forward with the divorce. But he's so done. He given up on the marriage.
He like doesn't want to do the papers himself because he doesn't want to like owe any sort of child support. He needs it to be like on her, and like he's gaslighting her to think that all of it is her fault. I mean, but that therapist, like
they live together.
They could be a Sandoval and Ariana, which, you know, also Bethany's like, I don't get it. Why do they still live together? It's like, I don't know, Bethany. You left the marital home. You let Jason live there and you had the ability to have money to pay for hotels when you were, quote unquote, homeless in New York.
Her pretending, Frankel pretending like she was homeless is just.
I'm the richest homeless person in New York. It's like,
that's disgusting.
Yawn.
Disgusting.
Yawn. Yeah.
But Ralph's like probably in the basement when he's not in Florida or Vegas.
I mean, it's so sad when they're like, so do you really think that nothing happened with Ralph and the producer in Vegas? And she's like, no, I don't. I want to be like, because it wasn't the producer. It was someone else. No, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't worry about the producer. I'm sure he found somebody in the club or like gambling or whatever. Or he has Ralph is someone who has hoes in different area codes. I know it.
I'd agree with you. I also feel like if she saw him give like 10% of an ounce of fucks, she would be willing to hold on. But she's like at this point now, she's like, I mean, I'm really to like run the race, but I don't have a partner to run with. So I guess there isn't really the race.
That made me so sad. I also thought she looked so stunning in that scene.
Oh,
I thought she just like, I loved her hair. I just thought like, I wanted to hug her because it's also like the whole thing. He's just such an asshole. Like she throws this like wellness retreat, which felt very cult like in their white when they were doing Drop It Like Drew. I did laugh too when Marlo went to the website.
404.
Not found. But it was like she hugs Ross because he's closest to her and then goes to like hug her husband and he's like, no. So then he hugs every woman but her and she's just like.
He's so calculated.
He's just such an asshole. And then even when they were like they're on their bowling date or whatever, and he's like, yeah, we're like Barack and Obama. And I'm like, she can't even make it as Michelle. It's Ralph's world and we're just living in it. And he's just such a dick. And I'm thinking, if this is how you are on camera, what are you like off camera?
That's the scary part.
And I love that Allison is still around.
I know. I feel like I feel like that might have caused some friction as well.
But he made sure on camera to apologize to her.
Right. And act copacetic. And
yeah, it's too much. It's too much. I feel sad.
And then like the court case, it's like, is it 10,000? Is it 1,000?
What is happening there? What is happening? I'm like,
I think it's 1,000, but they're pretending it's 10. They're also just like both liars and they can't keep up with their lies. So that makes it hard too.
Yes. But okay, I do want to go back because last week we were talking about this and I hadn't caught up yet. But okay, I caught up because they're talking about the kiss. What do you think really happened? Because then there's Candy saying, okay, sorry, I guess I didn't see that. And Drew had said, did you roll that? Did you put that interview in the episode?
I think they kissed.
But do you think, I feel like it was a peck, like it wasn't anything. It was just like silly. Like I feel like it wasn't like
nothing
sexual.
We haven't seen in Housewives before, you know?
Yeah. I want to talk about Sonya's pregnancy announcement because she had three different announcements throughout this episode and they kept getting worse. The first one was cute. She kind of just threw it in a notebook. Very adorable.
That was sweet with him. Yeah.
Then
he was excited. He was sweating. I like Ross.
Yeah, me too. I like Ross a lot. Then they decided to put shirts where the back says we're pregnant, except didn't plan it well. And so it was pregnant we're. And it's like, you had one thing, you guys, one thing.
And it was completely over in the mother's head. She had no idea what's going on.
Like she had no idea what we were even looking at. And then I'm also laughing at that point too, because then they're like, yeah, so we found somewhere to live. She's like, what? You guys are leaving? It's like, you not remember kicking them out?
Do you also feel like she's paying for them to live somewhere else?
Probably.
I got that vibe too. Probably. The sister did seem genuinely happy for her that she was pregnant.
Her sister loves her as a sister. Her sister does not want to be employed by her. She does not love her as an employer.
I kind of love that storyline and the dynamic, though. I feel like that's really true.
Yeah. But then also at the cult retreat, then they do a group photo and she like opens up her sweatshirt and it says, I'm pregnant. And they send and she, then she like airdrops it to everyone to look at. They're like, OK, great. Bye. And she's like, look at your photo.
Kenny's like, I blocked you from the group chat. I'm not getting anything.
I don't even like you.
She's like, zoom in, everybody. Zoom in on me.
She's like, make sure you look good in it because I'm going to post it. Make sure.
So I'm curious how far she was because we know she miscarries and she's pregnant again. She's so exciting. So happy for them. But I'm like curious.
I don't know. So also we talk about at this luncheon, we talk about Sheree's birthday party.
Ew. And her cheap ass husband, boyfriend, faker.
Martel,
literally is on for Venmo people to cash after.
Like, gross.
That is horrible. And like, it's only $1,500.
And Sheree is my mom, who still also has an AOL account. And I love that the editors left that in just to say and show that Sheree has an AOL account.
My parents both also have an AOL account. And you know, my Apple ID is my AOL account.
Yeah. I think we had to like at one point force you to get a Gmail.
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah. No, I know you have a Gmail, but I'm saying like, I think it took us a while. Like,
it's funny. My Apple Pay is connected to my AOL because it's the Apple ID. I don't know how to change the Apple ID.
We'll help you. I'll help
you. Once again, like, it's like changing your name. It's too hard.
Don't do it. It's just dial up. Okay. Just dial up. And then, yeah, it's like, Sheree, I need you to want better for yourself.
Well, she's not with him.
She's not because of her choice?
Well, she's not with him in real time, right?
I'm just saying because that was her choice?
Oh,
I don't think so.
You think he broke up with her?
Hi.
Also, the whole thing was like when the producers were asking her, what did he get you for your birthday? She was like, yeah, like he got me like this Alexander McQueen purse. She was trying to like, she probably spotted the first thing in her room that she could say that he gave her. He didn't give her shit, I'll tell you that much. And then she's like, well, like, because he doesn't love like high-end stuff. I'm like, is he poor or is he cheap?
But also, do you need, like, my favorite thing about these housewives too is like, you cannot afford these designer things, and that is okay. Like, that is okay. It's like when you watch Potomac and you see a t-shirt that says Chanel
Givenchy,
that is, or like any of these housewives show, when you see something like that is a brand, like a t-shirt.
Teresa Giudice.
Yes, that Prime is a example. Fake. That is a fake.
Cartier.
You don't, like, what I love about the Miami women is that they actually are rich and they wear labels, but they're not like loud labels, right? They're not like Dorit. Fendi. Yeah, exactly. So that it's like, but Dorit, I think, does wear the real stuff.
No, she does. It's just rented.
Rent the runway. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, she doesn't own it.
Yeah, so it's just like you don't.
I miss her. I miss her and PK and Jaxi and
Phoenix.
Yeah,
yeah, and Jagger Phoenix.
Yeah,
Lucy Apple Juicy. Ooh, too soon.
Jagger just got stitches on his forehead. He looked like he got a pretty deep cut.
I saw.
You did? You watched the stories?
Somebody posted it. So that's how I saw it.
Like laughing about it too, because she was like tagging the doctor. I'm like, is this like free doctor's visits? Like, what's going on here? What? Tagging these doctors.
He posted a photo today and like her hair is like up and she looks like Medusa.
Is it brown hair? What's the color?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Kyle also, I want to talk about too. Kyle also posted a photo of just her and the girls on their Italian trip right now.
But Mauricio's like, there.
Oh, I know. And I'm like, it's just so funny she leaves Mo out of it. Like, she is so desperate for people to talk about what is going on with her.
But what's going on, though? I really want to know. Just tell me.
I gotta
get to Morgan's concert. Monterey, October 6th. Want to meet me there? Want to meet me there?
Ooh.
Monterey, October 6th. Oh, my God. It would actually be so fun. And then Original Joe's is having a thing that weekend.
Don't get me started. I'm like, hold on. What day is October?
It's a Friday.
It's like, I don't want to go for Morgan. I want to go for the Original Joe's.
I was going to take my parents this year, too.
I'll consider it.
Yeah, my dad would like it. He'd like the parade.
Wait, what parade? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Sorry. I thought you were talking about, I'm like, Morgan Wade's having a parade. Is she like an honorary, like, grand marshal? What's happening?
I hope so.
Oh, God. No, Kyle's going to be there. It's like, remember when Rachel secretly went to the Sandoval show in like Sacramento or whatever? That's going to be like Kyle at Morgan Wade's concert. She's like, I didn't tell anybody I was coming.
At Lollapalooza.
And she's going to like wear a wig.
The document cameras. Oh, yeah. When Farrah went to Lollapalooza, she has like her hood up and sunglasses. I'm like, Farrah, nobody knows who you are, honey. You're
Kyle's daughter? Is that who?
Yeah.
Oh, I would not. She could be in LA next to me on the street and I wouldn't know. Yeah. So that's cool.
Anyway, she getting married
next season. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Anything else on Atlanta?
No.
Okay. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with New York.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, we're back. We're still at Brinsgiving. And I can hear myself.
I can't hear you. I'm just so sad about Bryn's story.
The Dimetap thing was a lot.
I just felt so sad. Like, no kid, first grade, drinking Dimetap just to sleep. Like, I've been a Bryn stan since the beginning, and I felt like this just gave her, between this and her wanting to learn chess and doing all these things that she didn't get to do as a child, she's doing it as an adult now. I just had so much more of an appreciation and just was like, Courtney, you were correct in your standing of Bryn.
She's definitely grown on me, I'll tell you that much.
Yep.
Even just like her dad, you know, her kind of sticking by him in the end. He's dying of liver cancer and she forgave him. And that was a lot. She's got a lot going on. And I love it. She's like, I choose happiness. Every day I choose to be happy because I felt so bad in my past. I think that's really wise words.
I loved it. She's like, I choose happiness. I choose to be happy.
Me too.
And you are very positive.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are. I consider myself a realist.
Okay.
And I just take it on the nose, you know, and so sometimes I'm down and sometimes I'm up, but sometimes and all the time I'm real. I'm real.
Okay.
But you're very positive. You can always tell, like, Mary talks with a smile.
God,
you know what I mean, though? Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, they always say, like, oh, when you like, are you, if you're on the phone, if you talk with a smile, they can hear it.
Oh, and I love talking on the phone.
And she does.
I love talking
on the phone. She loves, if it pops up, you're like, okay, what, how long do I have? 30 to 45 minutes.
Just love being on the phone.
I love it. Okay. So then Jessel is inviting Jessel. You guys, I am obsessed with Jessel.
I was kind of team Jessel this week. Aaron's just being too mean.
Aaron is just so uptight and cannot, like, Jessel's clearly in the wrong. Like, Tribeca is not up and coming. Like, but Erin takes everything that everyone's like always against her. And she just is like so uptight and can't let loose. Like, you could tell me the fact that I text this every week to Mary. The fact that Erin is 35 throws me off every week. Cause you could tell me that she was 45. You could tell me she's 30. Okay, fine.
You could tell me she's Jennifer Aniston.
But like when she sits next to Brynn, like Brynn to me looks like 36, 37, whatever. Erin just, and maybe it's like the air, because as she said, when she got married at 25, that's a Kentucky, I don't know, whatever. But like, she just seems so much older, maybe wiser, but just so uptight. I need her just to relax.
I also think it's funny that she's like, I don't hold grudges. I'm like, you are the epitome of someone that holds a grudge.
And then grudge she didn't like.
You're going to also like accept their apology and then find every single thing to make fun of them about. Like whether it's white wine, the up and coming neighborhood. I mean, anything that Jessel says at this point is going to be wrong in Erin's, in Erinette's like, eyes. And also if Jessel breathes, Erin will hate her.
Like Jessel is just so self-aware. She's just so funny because she doesn't know how funny she is. You know, she just says things. And instead of like even trying, like Jessel's one of those people that when she's a Ramona, she says something, all you have to just do is like look at her and be like, huh, okay.
I was dying when she's complaining the entire time in the Hamptons, just wants to get home. No Wi-Fi. It's freezing. I got to get home to my kids. Then Bryn's like, and then you went home to your kids and went out that night. Like, I know what you did.
And she's like, well.
She's like, that was the next night. That was the next night. I had to put my kids down and then I got to go out. Mommy needs to play.
And then, of course, I have to talk about her sex life again. I'm like, I could not tell you how much I do not care about Jessel's
also,
sex
Jessel,
life anymore.
Lie. That's lie.
She can't. That's the problem with Jessel. She literally right. can't lie. Like, I feel like when she lies, she'll say something. She's like, the sky is red. She's like, oh, it's like, she just like, like, if like, it's on her face that like, you know, that she's lying. Like, I just feel like she just like,
but then, also like her husband this week when he had the carrot and the champagne and she is mortified.
Why she wanted a carrot? I thought it was a popsicle and I was going to say, okay, an orange popsicle.
They're into popsicles.
No, well, she's like, no, that goes elsewhere on me. But like, but I was like, oh, I could see that like as a popsicle, like kind of a dessert thing. But then he said it was a carrot. And I was like, Pomet, no.
But she wants to rip him into shreds. You give me anxiety. Like, I don't know what you're going to do next.
Do that? Do not embarrass me in front of these people. But to her point, she has a big name through that door to the point that Brynn literally became speechless from the Vogue editor that walked in.
I didn't know who any of these people were. There was like the paper magazine editor. I mean, they kept on like going, if you're in the fashion industry, clearly, which is also like Jenna Lyons really should have been there because she would have known all these people.
I thought a reason of why she didn't come.
Oh, because she didn't want to be a part of it because she's not in the group anymore, like in the fashion industry in a sense.
Basically, yes, that, but, or if she shows up, she's co-signing this brand.
The, you know, like the stuff looked fantastic.
And I think if there was like photographers there that were like capturing this event, she might not necessarily want to be associated with it. Mm-hmm. But I also was like, but also who cares if it's an event or she has time with her kid who she doesn't see every single day? Like they try to like kind of make a mountain out of a molehill all the time on this show that I'm like, who cares? I know you guys care, but it was not.
Yeah, it's like if that's your night that you want to stay home and decorate and wear matching jumpsuits, you
love
do
it.
That. You know, Christmas
here's also
is a
something
short
that bothered
time of year.
Yeah, here's something that also bothered me about Erin this week. So Jessel invites all the girls and says, "Oh, you know this designer I represent, blah blah blah. We're doing this at my house." And then Jess talks about how she's going back to work. And then Erin's like, oh, I didn't know you're going back to work. Like, did she not just invite you to a work event at her house? Why are you harping on the fact that you don't think she's back to work when she's literally just invited you? And then you bring it up again at coffee. Like, I didn't know you were working again. And then I'm like, why is this even a plot point? She's invited you to a work event.
So I don't think Erin's a liar either. I think she's she's so New York. I think Jessel wasn't working and then Erin's like, oh, so you're working now. I think she also think Jessel is like extremely privileged. And then Jessel really tries to downplay that. Also, though,
you're calling me a princess?
That
she's like, you said that.
But, you know, Jess was like, Sai, I'm like you. I don't come from much. And then somebody posted online that she went to like this elite private school in London.
Aaron? Oh, Jessel.
Jessel. Yeah.
Jessel and Aaron fighting about privilege is so funny because they're both so privileged. They both have led these like very privileged lives. I mean, like Aaron's telling us like, yeah, my mom would go sell
Brad Pitt. Entire
building to Brad Pitt. And then we go to the ballet at Lincoln Center. It's like, say?
I'm pretty sure Aaron probably doesn't have to work.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Like, I agree. Like, it's just like, it's like the pot calling the kettle, you know, like it's just like so funny in these situations where it's like the Spider-Man meme, like we're all pointing at each other.
Right. and Sai's like, just own it, Jessel. Like, don't pretend something that's not true. You know, she's like, I wish people were calling me old money princess, you know?
I know. When someone like when Brynn walked in and they're like, you look old money. She's like, oh my God, thank you.
No greater compliment in the world.
You know, like it's like right now, like quiet luxury is trending. You know, it's like the Sophia Richie kind of thing where it's like she's been rich her whole life, too. Like quiet luxury. But it's just, you know, like you don't throw the labels out there. You don't like you know, because you've just had money. I'm like, I would love for anyone to think I had just a dollar, whether it was new or old. You call me new money. I'll say, hell yeah. You call me old money. I'm like, thank you.
Do you have those $2 bills? I hear they're worth money.
Do you have any $2 bills?
Check the dates.
In a safe, locked away for a rainy day. Oh my God, here I am just singing Lisa Barlow.
A lot of people, I think, give their kids $2 bills from the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cute.
Yeah, very.
Also, never give them over 5 people. Come on. Get with the program here.
Well, if you're old money, maybe you do. Or new 100. Money. Maybe you just, we don't do that because we don't have it. Or do we have kids? And if I'm losing teeth, that is a problem for my dentist.
Oh, God. And once again, we're also like, not getting enough Uba.
Not at all. She's a friend of to me right now. And I love that. I don't love that at all. Like, we're getting more of like Jenna Lyons' friends than we're getting of like Uba. Like, I feel like we learned a little bit about Heather this week, who came in to come down to Jenna Lyons' storage, which I'm like, is that just an apartment? Does she just have an apartment?
Jenna Lyons' storage is actually a thrift shop.
I mean, it's lovely. It's, like that,
and
that
it's high luxury jacket, thrift shop.
That comforter jacket, I was like, I want that.
That was for her senior project.
Yeah, it reminded me of, you're not watching this season of Just Like That, and it's actually finally getting good. And I'm afraid that they're just never going to have to have a new season.
So many bad things.
So bad. Well, it's so bad, as Ryan Bailey would say, it's so bad, it's good. But it's finally feeling a little bit more like old Sex in the City, like these past like 2 or 3
episodes.
So she's
dating Aiden?
She is. She really jumped right in. And she says,
also, I heard the timeline was off with Aiden. Like his kid's too old.
There's a lot of inconsistencies from old to new, even from season 2 to season 1. You got to suspend disbelief when you watch this show these days. Like, you really have to. But she even says last week, I couldn't help but wonder, was Big a big mistake?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't actually said like that. She just said that to Miranda, but I think it could have gone better that way.
Remember like when she threw the McDonald's burger when he got back from Paris and she thought she was going to move to Paris. That's like one of my favorite episodes.
Wait, what?
When she gets McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with, what's
yeah, with his Big. Name? With Big.
Yeah, but she was dating what's his face?
No, she was dating Big.
Oh.
And she thought she was going to move to Paris with him.
I thought she moved to Paris with Mikhail Baryshnikov.
That was the set. Like, but remember Big was going away on work?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I don't remember. I've seen them all so many times. I don't even remember anymore. I have short-term memory loss and long-term memory loss. Okay. It's a problem.
Okay. Back to it.
Mm-hmm.
So Aaron decides to support women supporting women, which is also just like so funny because clearly
Ramona. Jessel is Ramona.
You know, they've watched all the seasons of the past. They're actually the housewives now. And women supporting women, Aaron does end up showing up to this party and is disgusted by the Trader Joe's wine.
$2 chuck. It's just so funny because she really does find a problem with everything.
Yeah.
She finds a problem with everything. And she's doing a vow renewal now.
But it's like babe. Sponsored.
But like, babe.
But it must be ulterior motives. There must be but how did she get it sponsored?
Well, but either way, why is she doing that? Does she not like, do you not kiss know the death. Kiss of death here?
Right.
Do you like your husband? Because now you won't.
I know.
That love tank, not full.
There'll be no hand jobs for him.
They're back, baby. Like the McRib. Hand jobs are back.
Wait, McRibs are back?
I'm making a joke.
Oh.
I don't fucking know.
I never had a McRib.
When it comes back,
there's no
we'll
bones
get you
in there,
it.
Right?
Mary, I was just making a casual joke and now you're making me explain it. I've never even had a McRib myself. That was just the first thing I could think of a menu item that sometimes comes back.
Okay. You're okay. Fair. I saw this thing on TikTok.
Yeah.
About Hamburger University in Chicago.
Hamburger University?
It's a real thing in Chicago. And you can try all the different fast foods from all around the world because they make them at the Hamburger University.
Why the hell would you tell me this now?
So like the girl's like, yeah, this is like the number one seller in Japan. I'm trying it out today.
It's
like a shrimp patty with like Big Mac sauce, there. Basically.
I would love because McDonald's in other countries
tastes different.
Is so good. And like, now that you're going to be a McD in your initials. Oh. I really think MCD.
Oh, okay.
Your initials. Yeah. McD.
Right.
Yeah. That I think maybe you should look at I'm loving it for some sponsorships as McD.
Please. I will do McDonald's sponsorships.
Oh my God. I would love that.
I love a Diet Coke from there. I love a French fry. You know what I really love?
And a sausage burrito when you're hungover with your Coke.
I would only go hash browns if I was going to do that.
Okay.
But I love, and you guys, if you want to be healthy, you can do this.
Okay.
You get the vanilla ice cream cone. Okay. It's only like
79 cents.
I think it's like 130 calories or something like that.
Oh, you meant calories. I never had one.
Just a little treat for yourself. And okay. You get that with the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
At like 3 o'clock to hold you over for the afternoon. Nothing better. Treat yourself.
I love a McDonald's ice cream with a side order of fries. And I like to kind of take some of the ice cream on a fry. It's a little
salty,
a little
sweet. Everyone loves to do that. I don't do that though, but everyone loves it.
Well, you're not like other girls.
I dip my fries in barbecue sauce.
Oh,
I'm not like other girls.
I love a barbecue sauce.
Do you know also on the sriracha barbecue sauce at Trader Joe's? 10 out of 10.
Is it real sriracha?
I think not. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it is. I was dying when they were talking about the short men and their booster seats are their wallets, which is like, I just got Oppenheimer just going through my head.
Tell me more. Did you see Oppenheimer?
No, not the real estate guys, Oppenheimer, because they always date the tall girls.
Oh, Oppenheimer.
The Oppenheimer
is the, I thought you meant a movie.
I do want to see that.
I was like, oh my God, you saw it. What happens with the short guys? Okay, there are, again, I know we always go to TikTok, but there are these TikToks where this girl just takes, like, she's like, wears like platforms and she's like 8 feet tall and she just has like one of her little short friends put a bald cap on and carry them like a baby as if they're the Oppenheim brother.
Oh my God.
Please come on, Jason, I'll bring you into the show.
Stop. Please send that to me.
Yeah. Also, sorry, a side note. Are you on Bama Rush TikTok?
I'm not deep. No, not deep.
I'm so a couple of our friends, we like just send them back. I am so nervous about where Morgan's going to end up, where Bella Grace, my favorite is Gabby. There's so many girls that are giving and they're smart. And Allison from Colorado. I think those are like my top four girls that I really like. But they don't tell you their houses, like where they're at, like because they don't. I think it's kind of like maybe against it to do that. But these girls are just so sweet. And I just want them to end up where they're going to end up. You know, but I want to know where they're prepping. I want to know the whole thing. And I'm like, we're only on day one of sisterhood.
How many days is that?
There's 2 days of sisterhood. There was 3 days of philanthropy. And then I think we go into prep. I think we go right into prep, which is kind of wild that they only do 3 days of meeting.
Seems like a lot.
Does it? No, but I mean, well, they do so many days of the same thing. But I feel like we had like four different rounds.
There was a lot. It's too much. It's really hard.
But also like these girls are like, my friend laughed. She said, what did she text? She said something along the lines of like, imagine if we had to choose who we wanted for president based on who sings and dances the best. Like a lot of these Rush videos are
I was always in the back
to a popular song or like, you know, like we changed the lyrics. Like we did. I sent a voice note today. It was like Yellow Car. I was like, there's a house off Ocean or there's a house.
There's a house on College Avenue
where the girls are loyal and so true.
It is Delta G and we're out of sight. Sisters all day.
Staying up all night. And you remember the arm movement.
Staying up all night.
Brings him back.
If we could have you now, things would be better. We
could leave this house, friends forever. Where was ChatGPT for us then?
And then it was... wouldn't it be nice if you were DG? Wasn't that one?
Then we wouldn't have to waste. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I mean, we rewrote songs all the time. I remember we rewrote SOS by Rihanna. We're like, Delta Gamp.
God. I feel like I always got in trouble. I did. I know I got in trouble a lot during the Rush week.
You know,
I almost got kicked out of Panhellenic too.
Well, that's your fault. And that's why you went to Rokai, because you didn't want to be it while I was.
I went to be a Rokai so I could get out of this. But then I almost got kicked out of being a Rokai.
Because
I think I hung out with Delta Campus.
You're too much. Speaking of awesome girls, though, by the way, I wanted to point out, I love that Psy learned how to code.
I'm like intrigued by her business. I love that she actually gives people benefits. I bet Bethany Frankel doesn't.
I was going to say, compared to our other New York influencer, if you will. I'm just really enjoying. I think, like, again, not a lot happened in this episode, but I don't think it needs to happen. Like, I think I'm enjoying this for what it is and like learning about all of them. They're how quirky they are, you know, dill versus parsley and like how and just like what makes them tick. And I'm enjoying this. Again, my rankings are going to go Brynn and Jessel at the top.
Okay. I can agree. I can agree with this.
I feel like Jenna, I'm going to put like.
Jenna's Sai, on her own island.
She is, but she's just Uba. Like Uba and Sai are kind of like in the middle for
we
me.
We need then more of them. And I think like also Sai is the connector in the group, though. I think she can kind of be friends with everyone, which I think is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's clear that like they're not. Friends, like they might run in like some similar circles, but it's clear that like a lot of them were cast just to be cast on this show. And I think that they should lean into that more, because it's like when episode one Brynn says that Sai is her best friend, but then like Sai's like, oh, I never knew all these things about you. It's like, okay, you guys aren't best friends.
I also feel like Brynn has baby fever. I feel like she's gonna be pregnant in no time.
I want her to find her partner and get pregnant. She is. I mean,
she will. I see it happening really soon, actually.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Cleo. I love it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it might be someone else's husband, but.
Oh, well, if you make me mad, I'll date your dad.
Okay, guys. Always fun. You know, like leave us a 5-star review. Tell your friends to listen. Let's keep this gig going for us.
Yeah. Give us ad revenue and not Bethany Frankel. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. Love you guys.
I'll see you Saturday, Mary.
Oh,
and I'll document it, guys.
So fun.
Okay. All right. Okay. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Okay. Bye.